Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitness and servants of the word. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I do decide to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zachariah, who belonged to the priest division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of the Lord, by observing all the Lord's commandments and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both were old. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot according to the custom of the priesthood to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zachariah saw him, he startled and was gripped in with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zachariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous. So make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zacharias asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointment time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zacharias and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After his wife Elizabeth became pregnant, for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days he had shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." Luke 1:39-80. At that time Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed in that the Lord will fulfill his promise to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful for the humble state of his servant. For now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with His arms. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as He promised our ancestors. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy and shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father Zechariah. But his mother spoke and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to anyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately, his mouth was opened and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judah, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because He has come to His people and redeemed them. He raised up a horn for salvation for us in the house of His servant David, as He said through His holy prophets long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to all our ancestors and remember His holy covenant, the oath He swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve Him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before Him all our days. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for Him, to give His people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel.
提菲罗大人啊，有好些人提笔作书。 述说着在我们中间所有的成就，这些传说从最开始传到了我们耳中，正如那些从一开始就亲眼目睹并传授给我们的人所述的。这些事我从头到脚都仔细考察了，就决意要按着次序再写一次，使你知道所学之道都属实。当犹太王希律在位的时候， 亚比亚班上有一个祭司，名叫撒加利亚，他的妻子是亚伦的后人，名字叫做以利沙伯。他们二人在神面前都是好人，遵行主的意志、诫命、礼仪，但是没有什么可挑出错误的，只是他们没有孩子，因为以利沙伯不生育，两个人又年纪很老。 撒加利亚按班次在神的面前做祭司的职位。按照祭司的规矩来说，主要是进主殿进行烧香。烧香的时候，众百姓在外面祷告，有主的使者站在香堂右面向他显现。 萨加利亚看见就惊慌害怕。天使对他说，萨加利亚不要害怕，因为你的祈祷已经被听见，你的妻子以利沙伯要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名为约翰，你必然要欢喜，有许多人因他出世也必欢喜，他在主面前要变得伟大。淡酒浓酒都不要喝，从妈妈的肚子里就已经被圣灵填满，他有许多以色列人的同事也要跟着他归于主他们神，他必要使以利亚的心智异能在主的面前显现，为主的心而转向所有儿女，而背离他的人的人智慧又为主的预备而转向相应的人。撒加利亚对天使说，我凭着怎么样才能知道这件事情呢？我已年老，我的妻子也亦然。天使回答说，我是站在神面前的加百利，奉差遣而来对你说这番话，是想将这好消息传给你，到了时候这话必然应验，只因为你不相信，你就会受到惩罚，变成哑巴不能说话，直到这事成就的日子。百姓等到撒加利亚来到，诧异他许久在殿中，以致他出来的时候已然变成哑巴，他们就知道了他在殿里见到了奇异的事情，因为他也向他们打手势，发现自己不能说话。他供职的日子已然期满，就回家去了。这些日子以后，他的妻子以利沙伯怀了孕，就隐藏起来了，总共隐藏了五个月，说道，上天在眷顾我，这样看待我，要把我在人间的羞耻除掉。那时候玛利亚起身急忙往山地里去，来到犹大的一座城，进了加利亚的家，问以利伯沙。以利伯沙一听玛利亚，就问他，所怀的孩子就在腹中跳动。以利伯沙且被圣灵充满，高声叫喊着，你的妻子是有福之人，她所怀的孩子也是有福之人。我主的母亲到我这里来吧，我是从这里得到的，因为你的问安声音一入我耳，我腹里的胎儿就欢喜雀跃。这相信的女子是有福气的，因为主对她所说的话要应验。玛利亚说，我的心永远会尊重主，以主的意志为最大，我的灵魂以神灵以我来救赎主救赎其他人为乐，因为他顾念其他使女的卑微，从今以后所有人都要认为自己有福。那些有权力的人为我成就了大事，他的圣名在那里，他怜悯敬畏其他人，直到永世之后，他用臂把来施展能力，在那狂傲的人的心里，他们就会被他的能量所驱散。他有权力，他也会让别的人既能升高也能降低。他会叫饥饿的人饱食美餐，也会叫富足的人空手而去。他会帮助他的仆人，也会帮助以色列，为了要纪念亚伯拉罕和他的后裔，免领直到永远，正如我从前对我们的祖先所说的话。玛利亚和以利沙伯同住约有三个月，就回家去了。以利沙伯的产期已到，也生下了一个儿子。邻居们听见主向他大施怜悯，就和他一样欢乐。到了第八天，他们要来给孩子行割礼，并要照他的父亲的名字取名为撒加利亚。他的母亲说，不行，我们要给他取名叫约翰。他们说，你的亲族中没有一个与这个名字相同的。他们就向他父亲打手势，问这个名字可以吗？他们要了一块写字的板，就写上他的名字是约翰。然后其他人认为这名字太奇怪。撒加利亚的嘴当时就开了，舌头也舒展了，就说出话来，然后称颂于神。周围的人都感到害怕，这一切的事情就传遍了犹太人的地方。 凡听见的人就将这件事放在心里，说这个孩子将来会怎么样呢？因为主与他同在。他父亲撒加利亚已然被圣灵充满，就预言说，主以色列的神是应当被称颂的，因为他眷顾他所有的百姓，为他们所有人施行救赎，在他的仆人大卫家中为我们兴起了挽救的人，正如主借着从创世纪以来先知口中所说的话，拯救我们脱离所有的仇恨。向我们的祖先施怜悯吧，请纪念他的圣约，就是要他对我们的祖先亚伯拉罕所起的盟誓，叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，他就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧地用圣洁公义侍奉他。孩子啊，你要称为至高无上的先知，因为你要行走在主的面前，预备他的道路，叫他所有的百姓因罪而得赦，就要知道如何去感恩和救赎。因为我们的神有怜悯天下的心肠，就会让清晨的日光从天而降，降临到我们的心间，要照亮坐在黑暗中死去的人，把我们的脚引向平安的道路。那个孩子日后渐渐成长，心灵强壮，住在旷野当中，直到他以后在以色列人面前重新出现。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。 第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论，希望这样趣味性互动过程可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是1月1号，也是特别的日子，是卢克福音的第一讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。 Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂， English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and program discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is very special. It's January 1st, also the first lecture on the Gospel of Luke.Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, first let's deal with today's personal study summary. This story begins with Luke explaining why he wrote an orderly account about the events surrounding Jesus and joined the baptism. A prince named Zechariah and his wife, Elizabeth, both righteous but childrenless,were promised a son by an angel. That angel lady said their son, John, will be great in God's sight, preparing people for the Lord. Because Zechariah adopted the angel's message, he lost the ability to speak until the prophecy came true. Later, Mary, a young woman chosen by God, visited his relatives. Elizabeth was pregnant with Jesus.Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, recognized Mary as the mother of the Lord. Mary joyfully praised God, acknowledging his power and blessing for the humble. He gave birth to John, and when it was time to name him, Zechariah confirmed the name John as instructed by the angel. Instantly, he could speak again, and he praised God.He prophesied that John would prepare the way for Jesus, offering knowledge of salvation and forgiveness. As John grew up, he lived in the wilderness, preparing for his role to serve God. Also, the story set this stage for Jesus' arrival. Unforeseen fates, God's promises, and the fulfillment of prophecies. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go for the summary.
Hello, in this text we hear about why Luke wrote this gospel and the origin of John the Baptist.
大家好，在今天的内容当中我们将了解路加福音书的原因以及施洗者约翰的起源。
John the Baptist was the last of the prophets because after him and the death of Jesus Christ came the Holy Spirit down to earth and God spoke directly to his people, not the people of Israel, but the New Testamental Church.
施洗者约翰是最后一位先知，因为他和耶稣基督死后，圣灵降临人间，上帝直接对他的子民讲话，而不是对以色列人，而是对所有新教会成员说话。
Before John the Baptist was born, God kept 200 years silence because of the bride of the people of Israel.
在施洗者约翰出生之前，上帝因为以色列人的傲慢而保持了200年之久的沉默。
For me, that is outstanding that God keeps silence because he is angry about someone's attitude, and I ask myself if we hear so less of God today because the people of today became so bright and selfish.
对我自己而言，这是非常了不起的事情。上帝因为对某人的态度感到愤怒而保持缄默，我问自己，今天我们听到上帝的声音如此之少，是不是因为今天的人们变得如此自私与傲慢？
We hear in the text about the parents of John, Zacharias and Elizabeth. The people say Elizabeth was unfertile, but for God nothing is impossible, so Elizabeth got John, even both of them were already old.
我们在今天的内容当中也听说了约翰的父母撒加利亚和以利伯莎的故事，人们说以利伯莎是不孕的，但对上帝来说，没有什么事情是不可能的。所以最终以利伯莎生下了约翰，尽管在当时他们两个人已经年迈。
When Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, the young Mary, who has been foretold the birth of Jesus Christ, came to visit her and stayed for the rest of her pregnancy.
当伊丽莎白怀孕六个月大的时候，年轻的玛利亚，也就是那个曾经预言耶稣基督降生的人，来看望她，并一直陪伴她，直到她怀孕结束。
With the greeting of Mary, John was fulfilled with the Holy Spirit as the angel has foretold.
随着玛利亚的问候，约翰充满了圣灵，正如天使所预言的那样。
Mary and Elizabeth rejoiced over the situation because in that time all young girls desired to become the mother of the Messiah, and Mary was blessing herself that she was elected.
玛丽和伊丽莎白对此感到非常开心，因为在那个时期，所有的年轻女孩子都渴望成为弥赛亚的母亲，而玛丽也被自己选中而感到非常幸福。
But that is no reason to worship Mary as the Queen of Heaven, as some churches do. Mary is the mother of the Messiah, no less, no more.
但这并不是像一些教会那样将玛利亚尊崇为皇后的原因。玛利亚是弥赛亚之母，仅仅而已。
We respect her that she took all the trouble and suffering which carried her ministry with her, but she was a normal woman as we all are.
我们非常尊重这个女人，也尊重玛利亚为她的事业的付出，还有所有艰辛的努力，但她和我们实际上一样，只是一个普通的女人罢了。
At the end of her life, she died as we all do, and she will resuscitate at the day of the rapture as we all who died in Christ will do.
在她生命的尽头，她和我们所有人一样死去，并且在提出之日她将复活，但实际上这并不可能，就像我们所有的人在生命的最后 只会正常的死去而进入天堂。
The text ends with the birth of John the Baptist that became strong in the spirit and he lived in the wilderness. We read in the Bible that he eats langusts and wild honey there, so he was totally independent from that sinny society of that time.
本文以施洗者约翰的诞生结束，他变得更为精神强大。后来，他生活在荒野当中。我们在圣经中已然学习到，他在那里吃龙虾和野生蜂蜜为生，所以在当时的条件下，他完全独立于当时那个罪恶的社会环境。Okay, based on about Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following question can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one.Sister, who's the author of the Gospel of Luke and why did he write it?
路加福音的作者是谁呢？他为什么要写下这本书呢？
The author of the Gospel of Luke is Luke the medical doctor and he wrote it to somebody with the name Theophilus for to explain what happened there through the life of Jesus Christ.
路加福音的作者是路加本人，实际上他是一位医生，他把这本福音书写给一个名叫提菲罗的人，解释耶稣基督一生中所发生的事情。
Okay, next question. What was the promise given to died Zechariah and Elizabeth and how did they respond?
撒加利亚和以利伯莎得到了什么样的应许呢？他们最终又是如何回应的呢？
Zachariah and Elizabeth were promised a son, even they were old, and their response was unbelief.
撒加利亚和伊丽莎白虽然当时年事已高，但仍被许诺会得到一个儿子，而他们的回应却是：我不敢相信这样的事情会发生。
Next question.Why did Zechariah lose his ability to speak finally?
撒加路亚为什么在当时失去了说话能力呢？
Because of his unbelief, God took his ability to speak away.
因为他当时不敢相信上帝的话是真的，所以上帝在当时剥夺了他说话的能力。
Next question, sister.Who was the angel that delivered the message to the Zechariah and Mary?
传递信息给塞加路亚和玛利亚的天使又是谁呢？
It was the angel Gabriel. Gabriel is a messenger of God who we also meet in the book of Daniel.
那个人是天使加百利。加百利是上帝的使者。实际上我们在但以理书中早已了解过他。
Next question, sister. How did Elizabeth and Mary react to their miraculous pregnancies?
以利伯莎和玛利亚对他们奇迹怀孕的事情当时作何反应呢？
They worship the Lord.
他们更加敬拜主。
Next question.What's the significance of John the Baptist's mission?
施洗者约翰的具体使命是什么呢？
He shall bring the people Israel back to the Lord and prepare the way and the people for the coming for the Messiah.
他将把以色列人民带回主的身边，并为弥赛亚的到来做好准备，也为人民做好领受主恩惠的道路。
Next question, sister. How did Zechariah cry out after John's birth?
约翰出生之后，撒加利亚又是如何赞美神的呢？
He spoke and praised God.
他开始能说话了，并且重新赞美起上帝来。
Therefore, next question.What does Mary's song reveal about God's character?
玛利亚的颂歌揭示了神的哪些特质呢？
God is full of mercy for us.
上帝对我们永远充满怜悯之心。Next question. Sister, how did the neighborhoods and relatives react to John's birth?
邻居和亲戚对约翰的出生当时作何反应呢？
They were surprised and asked themselves what will be with this child because the hand of the Lord was with him.
他们当时非常惊讶，并扪心自问，这个孩子的将来会怎么样呢？
但是毕竟上帝的手与他同在，所以不要担心。The last question for sister today. What role did the Holy Spirit play in this story?
圣灵在今天的这个部分当中所扮演了什么样的角色呢？
The Holy Spirit came down on John the Baptist and led him in his ministry.
圣灵降临在施洗者约翰身上，引导他进行未来的传道工作。
好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年新年快乐。我们下期再会。